Master Yoda.
I go to the training garden at the allotted time to find Yoda sitting cross-legged on the floor, just meditating.
I'm sorry, Master, but I thought we might begin today. I'm eager to begin my apprenticeship. I have so much to learn, Master Yoda. Master Yoda!
It was the same yesterday and the day before. I might as well be talking to the statues of the four founders. And then today? Today he was floating, a meter from the floor. Still with his eyes closed, still not moving, not talking.
Master, have I displeased you somehow? Have I done something wrong? Why will you not talk to me? Master, please!
It's all right for Cypher Dyas. I've seen him every day this week in the training gallery, practicing with Lean. Zhang, too. Just this morning, she was performing soothing rituals in the atrium. Soothing rituals. Master Sanube was right there alongside her, talking to her, encouraging her like he's supposed to be. But not Yoda.
Look, Master!
Never, Yoda.
I have been practicing. I have perfected the forestalling stance. Do you see? Do you see?
He sits, and he meditates, and he floats, and he doesn't even acknowledge my presence.
Why are you doing this? Why did you even choose me?
I don't know what to do. Do I talk to Braylon? Do I go to the council? It's not right, Jenza. It's not fair. Master Sanube said it himself. I was his best pupil. His best. Is this how the best are treated?
Why won't you answer?
I've had enough of it now, Jenza. It's been almost a month. I talked to Lean, asked her advice, but she said it wasn't her place to interfere. Not her place. Since when has that stopped her? But I'm not standing for it anymore. Oh no. Yoda said, on the day of the tournament, he said that the bond between a Padawan and his master was sacred. And this is how he treats me. How he insults me. He demands respect. Oh, how he demands respect. But he doesn't give. Doesn't earn it. I'm going to show him, Jenza. If he won't teach me, I'm going to show him what I can do.
I'm ready for my lesson, Master. Look.
I did it. Just as I said I would. I marched up in front of him and reached out with the force. I lifted everything around us. Stones, leaves, blossom. I even lifted some of the soil from the roots of the great tree, molding it as we were taught in Master Velekra's force sculpture lesson. A perfect icosahedron, fashioned out of dirt. Do you know how difficult that is? And still, he ignored me. He might as well have laughed in my face. I couldn't take it anymore. I had to show him. I had to make him open his eyes. I let everything else fall and focused on the tree. They say it is old, even older than Yoda, that it originally stood on Ossus, at the heart of the First Temple. I don't know how many Jedi have trained beneath its branches, or how many birds have roosted among its leaves, but I knew it would get his attention. I imagined my hand, huge and strong, closing around that gnarled trunk, the rough bark beneath my fingers. I could feel the force running through the kokra's sap, radiating out, sweeping over the ziggurat, over the entire district. Yoda loves that old tree. Growing up, I had seen him standing at its base day after day, looking up into the twisted boughs. I'd felt the connection between the two of them, each impossibly ancient. Now he would see the tree afresh. He would open his eyes as I pulled it from the ground, roots and all, as easy as if I'd plucked a fresh shoot from its bed. He would remember why he chose me. He would remember my strength in the Force. I pulled, recalling Yoda's own words as my guide. The only difference was my mind. The branches began to shake, leaves tumbling to the ground. I would show him. I would show him I was ready once and for all. I couldn't do it. It was too much. I sat down, hard, in front of him, exhausted in both body and spirit. I had failed. I wasn't strong enough. And yet, when I looked up, Yoda's eyes were open, and they were settled on me.
Ready are you, my Padawan? Ready to learn what you do not know?
And finally I understood.
Yes, Master. Yes, I am.
Then begin, we shall.
A good lesson.
Like you would know.
I could say the same of you, sitting there. Have you so easily forgotten the lessons I taught you?
You didn't teach me anything because you aren't real.
Never waste an opportunity. Keep your senses open.
What are you talking about?
You want to learn about Dooku, but you can't see what is under your nose. Where are you sitting, Asajj? Whose desk is that? What secrets does it hide?
I look down at the wooden table, at the files arranged neatly.
They are for show.
Yes, they are.
Then what am I supposed to be looking for?
Drawers. There are drawers in the desk. I hadn't even thought to look in them. Kai is right. He may be an annoying fiction, but he has a point. If I want to truly know my new master, maybe I should display a little more initiative. I reach out with the Force, letting my hand be guided to the drawers on the right. Third one down, it's locked. Unsurprising, but locks can be broken. A data pad. Old by the look of the design. Well worn. I lift it out, activating the screen, hearing the device hum to life. No. It can't be. Why would he leave it here on his airship? I scroll through the contents to make sure, and yes, yes it is. It's Dooku's journal, written while he was training, chronicling his lessons with Yoda, long after the Jedi Master had tried to teach him humility. Voyages to Mantooine, Laz Bane, and Kashyyyk. Diplomatic encounters, rescues, mercy missions, and even a time when the pair liberated an entire solar system from the thrall of a necrotic queen.
Worth finding.
To see how a real teacher operates, yes.
Ouch. If I wasn't already dead.
I deactivate the device, slipping the pad into my pocket.
Come.
We have arrived at the spaceport.
Finally.
Do you think it saw you?
Shh.
Do you think it knows you've taken it?
I won't tell you again.
Tell me what?
I was clearing my throat. Please, after you. Is that it?
You were expecting something else?
I was expecting something grander. Where is the main terminal?
That building there, ma'am. Next to the control tower.
Then that is where I shall go.
We will make preparations to land.
There's no need.
Ma'am, wait!
The droid holds out a metallic hand to stop me as I vault over the side of the airship. I plunge down to the ground, landing unseen behind a Duracrete hangar. The place stinks of hyperfuel and desperation. Every spaceport is the same. Yes, they can gild the buildings, play jaunty tunes, even fly holographic flags from the towers. But scratch the surface, and you'll find the dregs of the galaxy. It's easy to see why. Everywhere is noise and bustle. Cargoes unloaded, passengers keen to be on their way. Loved ones are reunited, and families torn apart. Hope and despair in equal measures. Perfect for those who wanted to slip beneath the censor. Thieves and smugglers, cutthroats and bounty hunters, all happy to relieve you of your wallet or your life, most often at the same time. I head to where the discs were found, a greasy back alley. A deactivated droid slumped against a graffiti-strewn wall like a spice-addled junkie. The heat of a furnace spills from a nearby repair pod, the constant din of hammered metal all but drowning out the roar of ships rocketing towards the stars. Dooku's sister was a senior member of the ruling house. There was no way she would have chosen to come to a place like this of her own accord.
Portmaster's office, Raz Felodrone speaking. Urbeline, you old space dog. When'd you get in? What's that? A problem with customs. I can't believe it. No. It's fine. I can make that go away. For the usual price, of course. From Zeltros. You're spoiling me, Herb. Just give me a minute. Just make a few adjustments to your docking authorization, and you've been added to the fast track. No. There's no need to thank me. Just have the consignment sent to the usual, yeah, you know the drill. How long you in town? There's a new club in the marina that... What the...
You can't go in there!
It appears I can.
Herb, I need to go. I have a visitor. What in Ryland's name is going on here, Yipa?
I'm sorry, Portmaster. She just barged in. CZ-94.
CZ-94 is no longer operational.
I'll call security.
You don't want to call security.
I don't want to call security.
You want to make your boss a nice cup of calf. In Safia.
I want to make him calf.
Shut the door behind you.
Safia's over 100 kilometers away.
Your calf might not be warm when she gets back.
What do you want?
I'm after information. Jenza, sister of your beloved Count. She came here yesterday.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
You're the portmaster with the big office and the... ugh, terrible aftershave. What is that?
You need to leave.
No, you need to check. If she had a ticket.
You could at least say please.
I'll check.
I found it. A ticket was purchased 3 days ago.
Heading where?
To the Core Systems, to Coruscant.
And did she use it?
No, she never made the flight.
You have facial recognition on your security system?
Of course we do.
Step aside.
Look, you can't just...
Move!
Oh. What are you doing?
Looking for our aristocratic friend. There she is. Where is this?
The approach to the main terminal. Are you sure that's her?
Looks like a match to me.
As we watch, Jenza hurries towards the domed building, sidestepping a man in shabby clothes who shuffles up, holding out a grimy hand.
Damn beggars. We try to move them on, but there are so many. It's the droids, you see, taking all the jobs.
Don't care.
Security droids swarm in, grabbing the vagrant, restraining him. They don't notice a figure lurching out of the crowd towards Jenza. The pair are lost in the crowd for a second, a school party of hulking Tagorian younglings blocking the view. I try to adjust the hollow's angle, but the flea-bitten brats are everywhere at once.
When their teacher finally gets them under control, the mysterious figure is gone, as is Jensa. I scrub back through the recording, zooming in at the moment where the alien lists towards Dooku's sister. The holo pixelates, but the intent in his fragmented eyes is obvious.
What is that?
A crow loot, I think. Horrible things.
With extensive cybernetics.
Where's it taken her?
A more pertinent question would be why your droids didn't notice.
They were focused on the beggar, I suppose. Ipa is responsible for the droids. I'll have her look into it. When she returns from Safia.
While I look for the crow loot.
That shouldn't take you long. There can't be many on Sereno.
We never had this conversation.
Your mind tricks won't work on me.
Who's using a mind trick? Tell anyone about this and I'll rip out your tongue.
It's amazing how persuasive you can be, little one.